Blackstone Audio presents The Adventure of the Greenbrier Ghost by Jonathan Mayberry. This book is read by Tom Weiner.
1. In late November of 1896, I had the pleasure of accompanying my good friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes on a cruise to America. Rather discreetly, he had been approached by a representative of the American government to help with a matter concerning a suspected forgery of the Declaration of Independence. Although this was a very grave matter, and one that could easily have shaken the foundations of the young and mighty nation, it took Holmes less than a single afternoon to put the matter right and to hand over the notorious Canadian forger De Barnes to the authorities. It was all hushed up, and I allude to it now only to establish that Holmes and I were indeed in America at the end of that year, and we decided to take the opportunity to enjoy a rail trip from Washington, D.C., throughout the southern states, which were enjoying fine weather despite the time of year. Our plan was to return to Norfolk in Virginia in late February, and from there take a ship back to England. The weather and relaxation had done Holmes a world of good, and he was more animated and less laconic than he had been in recent months. It did nothing but raise his spirits to discover that crime was rife in the American South, and indeed throughout much of this vast country. As states were being settled, and industry introduced to all quarters, there was as much room for corruption, treachery, theft, and murder, as there was for the more placid and commonplace pursuits of growth and settlement. On the 16th day of February, we found ourselves in the shipping office at Norfolk making arrangements for several large trunks of chemicals, specimens, and books to be shipped back to our lodgings at 221B Baker Street, when a young man in the livery of a telegraph employee came running toward us across the wharf, calling Holmes's name. The young fellow skidded to a stop, knuckled his cap, and thrust out a message. Holmes took it with a bemused expression. It was neither the first nor the tenth such urgent communique he had received during our journey. As he tipped the boy and unfolded the message, I murmured, "Holmes, our ship sails with the dawn tide. We don't have time for any—" He cut me off with this singular question. "Do you believe in ghosts, Watson?" I hesitated, for Holmes had tricked me more than once with such a question, only to trounce any credulity I had with some fact or scientific proof. "Many do," I said vaguely.
"You are getting careful in your dotage, Watson."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?